the ABC Regulatory Reform Act is a sweeping measure that's being heralded as a modernization, stripping away some arbitrary rules and regulations. For instance, it eliminates the provision that forces drinking establishments that make most of their profits from liquor sales be dubbed private clubs, requiring patrons to pay a membership fee. Essentially, the Senate bill creates North Carolina's definition of a bar. Another change that gives Asheville beer connoisseurs something to smile about is patrons at a brewery can now purchase 2 beers at a time. Western Carolina University political analyst Dr. Chris Cooper says the changes are a rare moment of bipartisanship in state politics.
Where the Democrats and the Republicans have been able to come together and agree. They may have different reasons, but ultimately both of them seem to want us to be able to go to a bar and have me buy myself a beer and one for you.
Cooper says the changes show how the libertarian free market wing of the GOP seems to have more influence than the socially conservative religious faction that favors tighter limits on alcohol. He calls it a move that favors economic development.
I also think, frankly, it's a lot of people drink, and a lot of people who don't drink know somebody who does. And so I think it's the kind of thing that does affect people, whether they're churched or not churched.
But even with the changes, North Carolina is still comparatively more restrictive than most states.
The ABC system has the monopoly of distilled spirit sales in the state of North Carolina. They've got a monopoly on the market.
Tim Ferriss is the founder and CEO of Blue Ridge Distilling Company, which makes Defiant whiskey. He says the reforms don't go far enough. For instance, distilleries can't sell their products through online retailers.
How can that not be beneficial to the state of North Carolina from just a tax revenue basis, let alone increasing what's now becoming a flourishing industry in the state?
The Senate bill does have several provisions aimed at boosting sales at local distilleries. It does away with a cap of 5 bottles that visitors to distilleries can purchase per year. Spirits makers are also now able to sell cocktails on site with a permit. But Ferriss says ABC still controls the prices of spirits, so distillers can't offer discounts or promotions because that would compete with the ABC stores.
Well, how many advantages do you need? You've already got a corner on the market. We're not talking about volumes of sales that would affect them grossly. And if we're already hindered in our ability to sell, it just, across the board, once you start to get into it, it's kind of nauseating.
Another local distiller, Oak and Grist in Black Mountain, says it's a challenge keeping tabs on stock at all of the ABC stores. There are currently 170 different ABC boards across the state, and some are friendlier to local distillers than others.
Our recommendations have always been, as a board, that Asheville's progressive.
Mark Combs is general manager of Asheville's ABC board. He says compared to others across the state, the Asheville board is more open to changes, like allowing for Sunday spirit sales. But that proposal was slashed in early discussions on the proposed legislation.
Do distillers see you as an ally?
Boy, that's a tough question to answer. In a holistic way, in a community way, I think that they do see us as partners. We feature their liquors in our stores. A lot of times we'll double shelve them, meaning that we'll put a gin in the gin section, and then we'll put that same gin in North Carolina selections. So we really want to be neighborly.
Combs says the Asheville board pushed for in-store tastings long before the current measure was proposed. But he adds, when it comes to alcohol, the state of North Carolina is still predominantly conservative and slow to change, like whiskey aging in a barrel. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.